Okay, welcome back everybody. For another night of learning, I apologize for the technical delays that we've experienced recently. But Baruch Hashem, we're all together. Thank you very much, Jake, for patching us in, and Ari for attempting to conference us all in. Tonight's shiur is the shiur right before the beautiful Parsha of Naso. And yesterday we were talking about blessings that are both hidden and revealed. As well, one second. As well as the blessings that are both hidden and revealed. And so yesterday we spoke about the sota, and the sota carries with her a special schus in that she brings everyone together in the sense that everyone that's brought, that's present at the time of the mei sota sees that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Moshe Emes, Tarasa Emes, and this allows the sota, if she were to be practicing fidelity, to earn a great schus, and that she should have banim, and she should have healthy children. And if Nebuch, she has to leave this world, then she carries with her all the schusim of those that were present. This thought of the Kedushas Levi is a novel approach. It's not echoed anywhere else by Chazal. It's very difficult to even approach this on a level where we can always see the good and the bad. However, this approach is also found, as we explained, by the Mitzrim, where they earned a schus, because it was through these Mitzrim that we saw lying dead on the riverbank by the Red Sea that we were able to experience the Yiras Hashem and Emunah and Moshe Rabbeinu, which are two prerequisites to Matan Torah. You can't accept the Torah unless, of course, you have Yiras Hashem. And it's difficult to recognize the value of the Torah and to keep it going from one generation to the next and to keep the Masorah alive if you don't believe that Moshe emet the Torah so'anet. That Moshe Rabbeinu's law is divine law. And that really is the break between Yiddishkeit, where we had in the 1800s and 1700s with the rise of the Reform movement and other movements that deviated from traditional Orthodox Judaism. The primary focus and debate was, of course, is the Torah a man-written book, or is it divine coming directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And so since we believe that those two are present, that both Yiras Hashem and Emunah Moshe Rabbeinu, this allows the Torah to succeed through the generations and for us to also remain steadfast in our Torah commitment. When I was thinking about this parsha, we also spoke about the Berachos Kohanim, and we just touched upon it yesterday, and I wanted to take this conversation a little bit further. I usually do not share halachos with the with our Torah community that listens into the shiur, because I reserve that to your local Orthodox rabbi. However, there is something that I'd like to share with you that's brought down from Maror Tzvias and Sota, Aflamites, as well as the, it sorts back to the Mishnah Brura, Simon Kuchel Ches, and it's also brought down in the Shema B'Achronim. And here it goes, that the Kohen is giving this blessing. And yesterday we spoke about if somebody is a Kohen and he gets, you know, he knows there are people in the shul that he's friendly with, and someone needs help with Parnassa, so he says, have me in mind, you know, for Parnassa. Another person says, have me in mind for Refua, have me in mind for this, have me in mind for that. For some people, money's not an object, but the aspect of getting a sweet, Refua, of getting healed from something, is probably much more valuable than money. And for others, it's the opposite. So the Kohen may be confused. So we explained yesterday that the Kohen has to do his job. Hashem Yilachem Lachem, Hashem Tachavishem. Hashem's going to take care of everything. Not to worry about it. You go ahead and do your business, and I'll do mine. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's approach for the Kohanim. However, we see that the Pasuk says, that the Torah tells us that the Kohen that gives the blessing has to give the blessing with love. And where we find in the Torah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded anyone to give a blessing over with love? Because we say that that it's not really contingent on the bracha, it's not contingent on the love. But what happens when there's something like this is absent? The Pasuk says, Emor Lehem. The Pasuk says, Rashi brings down that the word Emor is Malei Vav. It includes the letter Vav. And normally we can spell the word Emor, Aleph Mem Resh, without the Vav after the Mem. So the understanding that Rashi brings down is that when someone gives this blessing over, specifically the Kohen, in this particular instance, he should not do it hastily, and he should not do it abruptly. However, when he gives this bracha, and he's blessing the Jewish people and anybody who's been at Birchas Kohanim, for example, if anybody has been to Eretz Yisrael, it's been almost 22 years since I've been to Eretz Yisrael, so I'm embarrassed to say that. But I remember Rosh Hashanah Rabbah, and there were hundreds, there must have been thousands of Kohanim, and there were tens of thousands of Jewish people, and it was just a sight to be seen, the beauty, the majesty of the Jewish people when these blessings are administered. It's just mind-blowing and beautiful. So therefore, because we have this extra vav in Emor Lahem, the Torah teaches us, and this is brought down in the Gemara in Sota, Daf Lama Tes, and it's also brought down for the Maariv Tzias there, that the bracha has to have kavanat halev, it has to have proper intent. So Yesh Omrim, other people say, that it's brought down in the Zohar Kaddish, and this now I'm bringing down from, I'm citing the, this is from the Mishnah Berurah, and we're looking at Simen Kuf Chav Ches, which is 128. You can look it up afterwards, there's a homework assignment. And you'll find over there that it's brought down in the Zohar Kaddosh that a Kohen, Shehat Tzibur Tzonim Oso, that the people do not like the Kohen, or if the Kohen himself does not like the Tzibur, so either there's some kind of animosity that the people have toward the Kohen, something he may have done, or if there is some animosity from the Kohen toward the people, then it's sakana to the Kohen, and if he goes up there and does the dachaning. And therefore, the rabbis explain, that it has to be done with love. Therefore, if there's an absence of this love, if a person is unable to withstand this temptation to free himself from this unbridled hatred, then, and to remove any hatred from his heart, Yatmi Besak Nesas Kodem Matritse. Then the halacha that's brought down from the Mishnah Berurah is that if this Kohen is unable to remove any form of hatred toward his fellow Jew, or if he knows for a fact that the people are not pleased with him for whatever reason, and it's such a level that it's not just displeasure, but it's on a higher level of hatred, then the Kohen is best suited to remove himself from the Besak Nesas before Ritzei, and to excuse himself. And so, therefore, when we look at this exchange, we recognize that if we're doing something that's in the role of a blessing, we should really be thinking about how am I going to best administer this blessing. This, after all, is a blessing. And now, I was thinking that if you were to take, we're going to talk about this later on with Balak and Bilam, that the word karban, the word sacrifice, has in the root word of kirav, which is to draw close. So it's brought down, Shamshon, it's brought down in the Mayan Beis HaShleva, which is Rav Shimon Schwab Sefer. He was a Yaki Yid, a German Jew in Washington Heights, and he brings down that when Bilam brought these bamos together with Bilam, they had so much esfavos, they had so much emotion when they put this stuff together in order to God forbid curse the Jewish people, that it was equatable, it was on a level of Shema Yisrael Hashem Lekin Hashem Achad. HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at these two people, looks at them, and he says, since the beginning of time, since the origin of mankind, man has always used a karban in order to come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and now you desire to take the very essence, the very mechanism, the trigger point that brings the God into the man's world and man into God's world, and that closeness, which is the root word of karav, which is to draw close, and now you seek to distance. I'm not going to let it happen. In fact, I'm going to create the circumstances on the ground where this karban will yield nothing less than Bas Mashiach, which is the daughter of Mashiach, which is Ruth. So this is where the Gemara Nazir brings down. And I'm quoting this, this is from Nazir Chav Gimel Amad Beis, Tanya Amir Rav Yudah Marav, the only aspect of the Vator V'mitzvah, Sapila Shalol Shema, Shemitol Shalol Shema, Bala Shema, Shevaschot Balak Arash, Shehevi Mem Beis, Karban Azal Sov Yatsu Men Arus. The Rav Yudah said the name of Rav, a person should always learn Torah for the right or for the proper intent, and even if it's not for the proper intent, it will prove to be the proper intent, because take a look at Balak. He brought 42 karbanos, and that was with the improper intent, and he ends up having Rus. And from Rus, we all know the story, comes David HaMelech and Mashiach Tzidkenu. So when we think about brachos, and when we think about karbonos, and when we think about the sota, we think about blessings that can be hidden, because we don't know, only HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yodea Machshavos Adam, only God knows what's in the heart and the mind of man. Man does not know what another man is thinking about. He could be smiling at you and not like you so much, or he could not smile at you and really love you. We don't really know what's in the heart and the mind of man. Only Hashem knows. But what we're trying to impress upon us is that Kavanas Halev is also a special ingredient where we say that HaKol Bidei Shamayim Chutz Miyirat Shamayim, everything is in the hands of man. Everything is in the hands of Hashem except from Yirat Shamayim, which is in the hands of mankind. How close a person wants to come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Recognize that a karban is always used to draw Hashem closer. It's not meant to draw Hashem further away. Recognize that we have in the sota something that's meant to draw us closer with regard to fidelity, practicing fidelity, and not, God forbid, the opposite. However, there are inherent chosim for the mace, if need be. She carries with her all of those chosim, everybody present, because now everybody knows Moshe Emes with Taraso Emes. That is a tremendous chos. Yitin Hashem la'ala shmo v'toch ha'mes, that there is a chesed that's given over to this individual. Recognize that when it comes to Berchas Kohanim, we don't know what's the best bracha for an individual that's maybe sitting in the congregation. We don't know what he really needs and what he really desires. But Hashem knows. So we all recognize and we take one step back and we say, Hashem, I'm going to do my job. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please be ma'aslam the rest. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Samo Shemiya b'nei Yisrael, you do the effort, Bani Avarachem. And in the end of the day, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu alone that will give this bracha. However, in order to be the proper conduit for this bracha, it has to be with Kavanas Halev. Explains this is the Gemara in Sota, again, Daf Lamed Tes. This again is the Mishnah Brura that we were talking about that brings down Berachos Kohanim. Please take a look at it. I did. I found the writing fascinating, and I think that there's a lot to be learned from this. I think there's one more aspect of this parasha that I don't want everyone to walk away with. It says, Lo'yachil d'varok ha'chol ha'asha yotzim mipiv yaseh, when it comes to Nadarim. Baruch Hashem, we just finished Ketubos, and now we're learning a new Daf Yomi, which is Nadarim, and it's by no means a coincidence that, of course, this parsha coincides with the Daf Yomi, and we have an interesting Kedushas Levi, which I want to leave you a beautiful taste in your mouth. We know it says, Lo'yachil d'varok ha'chol ha'asha yotzim mipiv yaseh, that we say a person should not make his words in vain. Whatever comes out of his mouth, he should make sure to take care of, he should make sure to do. There's a lot of discussion about why a person would sacrifice so much time saying or swearing or making these nadarim when he realizes that he's such a small cog in a greater universe. And how in the world is he able to actually have that confidence that he's going to be there in 5 years' time to be mashlim the neder, to fulfill this swearing that he gave that he's not going to eat meat, let's say, for 5 years or whatever that may be. So it explains the Kedushas Levi as follows. Lo yachal devaro. If someone is careful not to make his word into chulin, kechol asha yotzim epiv, whatever comes out of his mouth, yaseh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That the word yaseh is not referring to the individual. Yaseh is referring to, in the future tense, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make sure that it happens. That's for a person who's careful with his speech. That's for a person who's careful with his kavanos, shebelev. That's in regard to a person that we just said a moment ago, kechol asha yotzim mipiv yaseh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then, of course, v'samo shmi al b'nei Yisrael v'ani avarachem. Remember, we have a shutfus, we have a partnership with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem yilochem lachem v'atem tacharishon. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks us to make the effort to do what we need to do, our hishtadlus. We shouldn't be just lying in bed waiting for something miraculous to occur. We need to go out there and create the circumstances on the ground so that we can see things materialize. And b'chatzei Hashem, hopefully with the will of God, everything that we do, we have a partnership with God, and that partnership will hopefully always materialize success, hatzlacha, and bracha in all of our endeavors. This is Mordechai Klotzker wishing you hatzlacha and bracha and a wonderful Guten Shabbos. Shabbat shalom to our friends overseas and locally here in the United States. Special thanks again, Jake Wyman in Denver, Colorado, and of course, Arya Perlman in Staten Island, New York. This is Mordechai Plotzker. Hopefully, God willing, we'll be talking again Sunday evening.